You're with SBS Radio.
Geoffrey Morgan, welcome to ITV Radio.
Thanks for having me, champion.
Yeah, new year, new things happening. How was your new year?
Just got down the south coast and put the feet up, put a fishing line in and just tried to really unwind and after a big year. So happy new year to yourself and hopefully it was good for yourself as well.
Happy New Year to you too. Thank you. New Year, new resolutions. What are your thoughts on actually this thing that everyone does it every year? Same thing happens. New Year resolutions. Are they meant to be kept, respected? But everyone has one. Just tell us about your thought on this thing.
When I was younger, I had the same thing. You know, set a New Year's resolution, and we had this mentality that as soon as we fail the first time, unfortunately, what we tend to do is then give up on it. So just recently, I started to change that mentality to create a better reality. For us, it's important to remember we were trying to constantly work on ourselves. So I look at trying to create a mantra rather than a New Year's resolution. And I think that makes a difference to people. It means that you've got time over the year to progress and create something that will stay around for the rest of your life to create the best of your life. And that's the difference between the two. We get caught up in this New Year's resolution thing. And as you know, people say, I'm going to lose all this weight. 1 week in, they haven't started their walking journey. They haven't joined the gym that they were meant to. And they feel like they've failed. And all of a sudden, they give up until next year and then it restarts again. So I recently looked into it and I went, you know, it's a real mindset thing. Let's create a mantra that you can work on for the whole year and slowly but surely progressively start to get better or improve yourself over a period of time. And that period of time is 365 days long. So it's plenty of time to work on yourself.
Yeah, but it's a bit, sounds a bit difficult, but unpack to us the difference between resolution and a mantra.
I think with the resolution, yeah, we have that mentality that by 4 weeks I'm going to lose 10 kilos of weight. And when that, even I've heard people that have lost 8 kilos in a 4 week period, which for me personally wouldn't be a sustainable progress. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But in a sense of, they then get to 8 kilos, which is a lot of weight, as you just mentioned as well, and they still beat themselves up because their New Year's resolution was to lose 10 kilos. Now, if you set a mantra about being creating a healthier lifestyle, learning to eat, slowly but surely getting yourself into training, putting no pressure upon yourself, you're able to implement that over that 365 days, and any progress next year from that starting point of this year was something good and obviously a forward motion. And once you get into that position where you're constantly improving yourself and creating new habits and rituals around healthier lifestyle practices, yeah, they're going to stick around, like brushing your teeth, right? You're going to get up every morning, go for that walk that you always do, come home and start to slowly but surely learn how to eat. And by the end of 365 days, you've got all these new habits and rituals that creates a happier you.
Mantras that are important, are they really that powerful? Why are they important?
I think for me, the mantra was a value. So it meant that how much you valued yourself. And a lot of people, unfortunately, when they get caught up in the resolution and going back to that description between both, they have this New Year's resolution where they don't put much value on that. And once they fall over, as I said, then they tend to lose their way and they fall over until the next year rolls around and they usually create the same resolution, right? Whereas with the mantra, it's around something that you value in your life. And as we grow up, we have these morals, values, and beliefs that are created usually by someone that we, you know, value, our fathers, our mothers, brothers, sisters. And we then carry that for the rest of our lives. So something they taught you, you know, around respect or kindness, the same thing applies then to a healthy lifestyle. And when you create a value behind something from this mantra, it's more than likely going to stick around because it becomes a habit or a ritual that builds you as a character. And once you have that within your character, it's part of your DNA and you don't have to think about what you're doing. It just happens organically.
Yeah, so basically with resolutions, you can easily drop them, slip up, but mantras are, you know, you've got a stronger standing, you can't slip up.
It's like a relationship, right? Yeah, yeah. I feel like a resolution is someone you meet in a nightclub one night, whereas a mantra is something that you you're committed to, you may be talking about having babies, getting married, and that's the difference between both. I feel like resolutions, people don't put much value on them. They say, oh, this is what I'm going to do for this year, versus creating a value, which is something that they're going to do for the rest of their life. And once they get to that position, they're more than likely to be value the time and effort that they're putting into these new habits and rituals that they're creating. And more importantly, with the mantra, there's no falling over. It's just about bettering yourself over a period of time, that 365 days, and coming out at the back end of that year with more positives and more deposits to a healthier lifestyle than you did the year before. And once you do that on a regular basis, you're picking up all these new habits and rituals that are coming along for the rest of your life. And as I said, that creates the best of your life.
Yeah, you mentioned one word that I've heard you really mention very often. It's values. Well, how do values impact on someone?
As I said before, more that respect sort of thing, even from your parents teaching you as an example, or whoever it was, that it could have been uncles, aunties, grandmothers, grandfathers that taught you values around respect as an example. And you take that on board and it builds your character. It's like a car, right? You value something to the point where when you buy a new car, you don't want to get it dirty. Don't jump in with dirty feet, because you value what's there, or the information or the knowledge that you've been shared with from that particular person. The mantra is the same. It's a value that you're putting on your health. And I think one of the most important things, we're starting to become more educated with the social media out there, influencers having an impact on people's health. And it's very important for people to realize that by having a value behind something, you'll value jumping into that car, you'll value getting the knowledge that you're getting from that elder that you can then utilize to improve your health. And I think whereas we just sort of browse through something like the internet, it's like a New Year's resolution. The value isn't respected as much. Yeah, the information's there, but we just sort of flick through and go, oh, there's Jeff, he's telling us about nutrition, and move on to the next bit. Whereas when it's something about yourself that's going to improve your happiness, your health, or your quality of life, then it starts to become valuable to yourself, and you're going to obviously feel good on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Making deposits to your health.
Deposits, that's another thing, but that's a topic we'll discuss another day, because you're always talking about these deposits. When people say, oh, deposit, we think about money, but deposit for health, it's a different concept altogether that you love always bringing up.
It's a transaction. Everything I do, I think of it as a transaction that allows me to have credit towards my health and my quality of life and the longevity of my life. And we get caught up, unfortunately, not thinking about that and not putting the value, what I just spoke about, on our quality of life until something big comes along, a heart attack, someone in our family passes away, someone has a photo taken and they ask, are they pregnant, when they're clearly not. They've just obviously eaten the wrong foods and they're not living a healthy lifestyle. And then once that trigger point comes, or snap point, it then creates a value that someone wants to get to. They value the time and energy that they're putting into that transaction that creates a deposit to your health. And that deposit obviously then improves your quality of life and the length of your life. And that's the difference between that value versus just something that we sort of speak out of our mouth. You know, I always say their words are comfort. At a party, I bump into people, oh, you're a nutritionist, you're a personal trainer, I want to start personal training. And it's just words for the moment versus the value of, you know, their father passing away suddenly from a heart attack that snaps them into gear and says, you know what, I don't want to be that next person. So what I'm going to do is value my health and start to make the deposits and transactions towards my health.
Well, financial and sales pitch for a healthier lifestyle and well-being. Well, Jeffrey, thank you so much for taking the time to enlighten us again. And one thing I have to remind our listeners is just a disclaimer that we are not promoting Jeffrey. If they need advice, just go out there and seek advice from any specialist of your choice.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.